To err, of course, is human, and for William Gehring, the study of mistakes is divine. Along with a team of researchers, the University of Michigan psychology professor explores the science of error. They found a few telltale electrical signals in the brains of their test subjects.
We initially observed this activity when people were doing simple tasks in front of a computer. And we, you know, make them go fast, and often they do something more quickly than they should and make a mistake. It's turning out to be something that may happen in a variety of different circumstances, and even in circumstances that really aren't mistakes. For example, when you lie, there may be some sort of activity that's very similar to this.
So what is it you see? How do you do these tests?
Well, the technique is called event-related potentials, and basically the way it works is there are electrodes or wires attached to the scalp, and most studies that do this have people wear caps with these wires attached to the caps, and the wires are attached to an amplifier and a computer, and we record the brain electrical activity that is conducted through the skull and the scalp.
Yeah, that's real science when you got the cap and the wires coming out of the head. That's good science.
That's right. That's a lot of fun.
The real thing.
That's why I do it.
So now we've got this picture of these guys. So now you're strapped in, and you meant to type T-H-E, but it's T-E-H, and you see
right.
It. Oops. Can you tell if the message is telling you, oh, no, that's not the right answer, because I know it's T-H-E, or are you simply confused and it's telling you, wait, we've got conflicting information here. Check it again.
Well, those are two different views that have been debated. And so the first view is that you actually know you made an error and you know what you should have done. And so when that happens, your brain is saying, wait, you should be doing this other thing. The other view is that you just know you're trying to do two things at once and that's not a good thing to be doing. That must mean that something's going wrong.
So to some extent, our experience then is a very big part of this. This may not be something that's hardwired. In effect, you have to have some experience with bad things and good things to know whether or not you're on the right track.
Well, there hasn't been a lot of work to try and determine how far back in development this kind of activity emerges. But there definitely has to be some sort of experience in situations where, you know, it's fairly novel information and you just have learned, say, what is correct and what's an error.
I've also seen some research that suggests that for people in whom this doesn't work so well, when there's a mm-hmm. kind of a weak reaction, those folks also tend to have more problems getting by. I mean, this may seem intuitive, but they may also have some problems in judgment in terms of their behavior.
There are two kinds of groups of people that have been studied. One type of group shows not enough of this kind of activity, okay? And this one study, for example, looked at people who had sort of socially withdrawn symptoms and very similar symptoms that you might see in an individual who's a psychopath, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Individuals like that will show smaller activity when they're punished than individuals who don't have those kinds of symptoms. So this kind of finding shows that they're less concerned when they make an error. The other group is a group that shows too much of the activity. And this is some work that I've done with individuals with obsessive compulsive disorder. You know, individuals with OCD have symptoms where they're often concerned about cleanliness, and so they wash their hands all the time, or they're concerned with, you know, whether a door is locked, and so they check the door. And one theory of OCD says that what's going on in their brains is that there's hyperactive error detection. There's sort of this error signal firing off more than it should, and our research has shown that they show more of this the same error-related activity than people who don't have OCD.
Yeah, it makes you wonder if that's not involved at some lower level for people who just have a hard time, getting that letter finished and nailed and that sort of thing. Wondering.
Oh, I'm certain it does. I'm certain it does. In fact, I think the professor population at our university would be very interested in this study sometimes.
Very good. William Gehring, assistant professor of psychology at the University of Michigan at Ann Arbor. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Well, thank you very much.